Chapter 2 1. Sociology. Listen to a lecture in a sociology class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
In today's discussion of group dynamics, we're going to focus on the very smallest group possible, a group of two, formerly known as a dyad. Love affairs, marriages, and even really close friendships are dyads. And there are two characteristics that make these relationships very special, unique. In fact, they're unlike any other relationship. The first thing that sets off dyads from all other social relationships is that they are typically much more intense than the others. Yeah, there's no one to focus on other than the other member, so naturally the relationships can be very intense, deep, strong, and often very passionate. What does this lead to? Well, put simply, these relationships tend to be the most consequential relationships of our lives. The next thing that makes these relationships unique is that they are highly unstable. If both members don't actively work on maintaining the relationship, then the thing ceases to exist. I mean, think about it. What happens if a member of, say the photography club quits the club? What happens to the club? Well, probably not too much. The group survives. This is not the case in a dyad, right? If one person quits, the group is finished.
1. According to the professor, what is a dyad? Two. According to the professor, how are dyads different from other relationships? Three. According to the professor, which of the following is true?